Hey everybody, welcome to VGP, a video game podcast for the week of September 21st, 2021. Guys, Maze, it's like the old song, it's the 21st of September.
Do you remember?
Do you remember?
Earth, Wind, and do you remember? Do you remember?
It is, you're right.
Yeah. But
that's
guys,
why he was trending today all over fucking Twitter. I didn't even think about it.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. I'm stupid.
No.
Bill, how much?
No one said I was.
Bill, how much have you had to drink lately?
Quite a bit. I'm still recovering
okay.
from the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. Is your liver
but
okay?
Hey, now you remember.
The 21st night of September.
Exactly. And with that being said, we got plenty to remember because we're going to be talking a little bit about Deathloop today. We're going to be talking about some THQ stuff. So a couple of THQ games were announced last week. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about Gran Turismo and a ton more for this 21st of September. Of course, you're probably going to be listening to this in the future. But either way, guys, this is VGP. Maze, are you ready? Okay, Maze is having technical issues, so he's not ready just yet. But Billy, are you ready?
You know, I will do my part. I was here on time. I have, and nothing is a problem for me right now. So I am ready. I did my part.
Brendan, are you
Sticks
ready?
And the marinara, I'm ready to go.
Oh yeah, baby.
He brought the mozz, the marinara.
Yo, where are we getting the mozz
cheese
from? The mozz sticks. That's important. Are they TGI Fridays?
TGIF. Yeah, let's just do TGIF.
Guy Fieri, that he's making them, but guy, Food Line Maze. But guys, either way, this is VGP, and let's do this, boys.
Welcome to a video game podcast. Four dudes with the hottest video game takes. VGP is your home for everything video games, news, reviews, and more. And now, here they are, Billy, Maze, B, and Tiger.
Guys, we are back.
Where'd
and
we go?
This week on VGP, we're going to be talking a little bit about THQ. They had a big, what was it, 10th anniversary this past week. So, not 10th anniversary, but 10th anniversary of THQ Nordic. So the company has been around for 10 years. THQ hasn't really been around for a while, but THQ Nordic has been buying a whole bunch of little companies, in case you haven't noticed. They've been slowly getting new games, and on top of that, they showed off a whole bunch for their 10th anniversary showcase. Now, guys, I'm going to go through the games, and then I'm going to end on the high two. So here are the games that were announced. Additionally, too, make sure to go and check out the eShop. There is a ton of sales on THQ Nordic stuff.
I'm just going to say that.
So, like, for instance, you can get SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom for $20. You can get Darksiders for $13. You can also get, I'm trying to think of another good one that's...
Darksiders is a great game. If you have never played Darksiders, pick that up.
Yeah, I'm looking for the best one. Destroy All Humans is $31. Kingdoms of
that's
Amalur is $30. And Diablo 2 is $10. Too. So those are some good prices for those games. Darksiders Genesis, which is actually really good, is only $18. So make sure...
I've seen the Kingdoms of Alamar game, though, go for under $30 for the physical version, if you're into that.
Mm.
That is a good sale, though, for digital.
Yeah, no, of course. But here's my thing. Not only did they have those sales, so make sure to go and check that out on the eShop, but there's also a whole bunch more. So they announced a couple games. We're going to get to the big two at the end, but I'm going to go through these. The first one is Outcast 2, A New Beginning. So they are they did announce the revival of an old franchise. Essentially, it is the sequel to... I believe was a game in 1999. It was Outcast 2, A New Beginning, marks the return for the cult classic open world RPG from 1999. So I've never played this series. Apparently, I mean, it looks pretty good, but definitely go and check this one out. Additionally, too, a previous attempt at a sequel was made as Outcast 2, The Lost Paradise, but it was never released as its developer filed for bankruptcy. Additionally, too, another game that was announced is Jagged Alliance 3. It is the follow-up to 1999's Jagged Alliance 2. So this is really kind of cool. You get to see two games right off the bat that are sequels to some 1999 games or 1990 games. Additionally, too, It will bounce back, and it will do so with the Tropico developer Haimon Games. So that is kind of cool. So Brennan, this is right up your alley. If you're a big Tropico fan, go and check out Jagged Alliance 3 when it launches on PC somewhat soon. We also got to see Superpower 3. It's the installment in Golem Labs geopolitical real-time strategy. It debuted originally, so Superpower debuted in 2002, and then in 2004 there was Superpower 2. But this game is actually going to be the third one in the series, and it is coming out nearly 16 years later. Then from there, we got MX and ATV Legends. Rainbow Studios returns with MX and versus ATV franchise. This is the first game in the franchise since 2018. So it's really cool to see what THQ Nordic's been doing. Then we also got to see Elex 2, E-L-E-X 2, which is a sequel to Piranha Bytes 2017 fantasy action RPG. So this game looks like a Billy game. It will be available on PC. And on top of that, too, it is going to be a cross-generational console release. From here, we got only a couple more games, but the big two ones are still left on the board. So the first one is Expedition Rome. So Expeditions Rome is from creative directive Jonas Weaver and lead production Sona Akturik. I have no clue who these people are, but I bet you they're amazing. It's essentially a turn-based RPG developed by Logic Artist. Definitely go and check this out if you're a big turn-based RPG fan. So, with that being said, let's dive into the last two. The first one is Destroy All Humans 2 Reprobed. Who doesn't like getting probed, Maze?
Who doesn't love a good probing? Cleans you out real well. Mm,
it does. It does. But guys, this is honestly, so this is THQ's kind of thing. It's really cool. So we saw a whole bunch of sequels to a whole bunch of older games, and now we're seeing another remake of a classic game, Destroy All Humans. We got to see the remake, which sold over a million copies in under a year. The same people are working on this one, so we get to kind of see some more stuff. This gonna be launched exclusively on PC and next gen hardware, so kind of some cool stuff. And lastly, my favorite announcement of the show was SpongeBob SquarePants The Cosmic Shake. So this is a brand new game released by Purple Lamp Studios. Which the studio has previously released the Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated. We didn't really get to see that much about this game. We got to see a CGI trailer, but I am absolutely floored that we got to see a new SpongeBob game. Billy, what's your take on this?
I think everyone likes these SpongeBob games. I'm a big fan of the Battle for Bikini Bottom, even though the remaster wasn't critically received very well. I have fond memories in the car playing like SpongeBob games.
Oh, whoever gave that remaster a bad review can go eat my ass. That game,
you liked it. I know, yeah, you liked it.
I really liked
it.
But
that a lot of people didn't like it.
They're haters. Gonna hate.
Yeah. Here's my thing with the SpongeBob games. I think that they're I love SpongeBob in general. He's like one of my favorite cartoon characters ever. I'm just not the biggest fan of the 3D form of SpongeBob. I think if you had the right people doing this, like Nickelodeon doing this and doing a cartoon style SpongeBob right people, game,
but we've seen what they did. They could fucking Steven Hillenburg passed away. They went against his wishes. I don't trust them.
I mean, they're talented enough that there's plenty of developers out there.
Maze, SpongeBob is still a good show.
I still love SpongeBob, but I just, you know,
it's better. It's really good.
I still love SpongeBob.
Nothing.
Yeah, Tim, here's the thing. I recently played Dodgeball Academia, and I know this is a weird analysis for this, but that game was like a Saturday morning cartoon, and they did something in that game where it was like almost like a 2D drawn art style of SpongeBob, but he was like in a 3D world. And it kind of worked. I was like, you know, this actually kind of looks really
good. I don't know that SpongeBob would work that way. I saw you playing Dodgeball Academia, and so I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't know if SpongeBob would work that way, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
No.
Really? Or like not like a Paper Mario style or anything like that? I feel like it's
cartoon. I just feel like
missing that cartoon.
I don't know. I think it probably has to be done right. I think the 3D suits it more just because of just the way SpongeBob is. He's the zany character who's just all over the place, over the top. And I just don't feel like you're going to get that same level of zaniness or that same level of energy with that like 2D pseudo 3D style. I think the 3D is really the only way you can appropriately do SpongeBob in a game.
I don't know. I think
it's like a claymation kind of.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this isn't the correct art style for it, but I think 3D is the right style to do for it. I think you just maybe need a better way to do it, portray it.
Bill, I was going to say, like, I think go and play Battle for Bikini Bottom. The thing is like, it's really kind of hard to do like a 3D that's like a 2D because then the character sprites look weird. So, and then on top of that too, like, you almost kind of want to discover the world because then you want to be you could either go all 2D or all 3D. I don't think SpongeBob, you could really do a 2D / 3D thing. But guys, let's move off of this B. I'm going to go to you, B. Out of all the games I just mentioned, what game, and this kind of goes through all you guys as well, what game, just give me one that you're most excited for on this list.
Before I get to that, I did want to mention, maybe they need to get Wes Anderson on board with his quirky style and his movies.
Yeah, definitely.
To make the SpongeBob thing happen. But I'm most intrigued by Expeditions Rome because I'm interested in how a turn-based RPG is going to work. And it looks really cool from the screenshots that they have. And, like, the terrain is all different. You got, like, a mountainous terrain. You got a desert. You've got a tactical map where I'm excited about that. It looks great to me. I really hope they pull it off.
I really do like this, too. Like, I'm just looking at some of the screenshots here. I think it's cool how they're placing these structures within the mountain ranges in some of these images here. It looks a lot like Civ. That's like my takeaway on this. But
you're also fighting.
Yes, absolutely.
Since Creed were meshed with Civilization.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's a great analogy for it.
Okay, so Expeditions Rome. Maze, how about you? What game are you most excited for here?
I think I gotta go with SpongeBob, to be completely honest.
Okay, SpongeBob.
Just because looking at that trailer, they went with a lot of the original best bits of SpongeBob from like the first several seasons, and my favorite of all time, the Bubble Bowl. Band Geeks. Just using that alone for like the base of it was fantastic, so I'm all in.
Okay. Billy, May said SpongeBob. Billy.
I'm going to go with Destroy All Humans 2. I really want to check this game out. I missed the first one.
You want to get probed?
I do want to get probed.
I wasn't going to say it. You guys said it. Yo, side tangent?
Well, thank you. So I'm not the only one.
No, I was like, I feel awkward saying it, but who doesn't want?
Look, Billy, you're not alone. Probed. I already admitted to it. You're with friends. It's okay. Yeah,
dude, I've been probed. Dude, do you believe in aliens?
We can all get probed together.
Yo, do you believe in aliens? Hot take.
Yeah.
Yeah, I 100% do. Ooh.
Did you just see the game that he said he's excited for? Destroy All Humans. It says it's basically the story of aliens destroying humans. Come on, Tim. God, you think they're gonna lie to us at THQ? They wouldn't lie to us.
They have before.
This is actually based on a documentary of another country's town that was invaded.
No, it's based off of one of those alien shows on the History Channel with the guy at like 3 a.m.
Dude,
They had him write the screenplay, I heard.
No, it's not, dude, it's not Ancient Aliens. It's, what's the one, Unknown something, where the guy's like, I made a picture of it, and he, like, drew it with Crayola.
Unsolved Mysteries.
My medium Unsolved, is Crayola.
Oh, you mean your, is Crayola. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably more realistic, that's probably more accurate.
Yeah,
I am a very, very big alien guy. Like, if an alien movie comes out, I watch it. I like Signs.
So.
That was great. I saw that one.
Billy,
Counters of a Third
Kind. How much would you want to be like abducted by aliens? Like, how badly would you want to be abducted by aliens? Like, I have a harebrained scheme that might get you what you want if you do.
Wait, you're in contact with aliens, Maze?
Maze is an alien.
I didn't say that. Maze. I didn't say that. I have an idea that might.
Okay, what's your idea? You can't just can't just bait me. Yeah. What's your idea?
Well, I just wanna see if Billy's on board with it. Do you want to meet the aliens?
Sure.
All right. So here's what hear me out. And like all the classic alien, you know, sightings and all that, they're always in cornfields or farms, and they're always taking cows. What if we just dress up as a cow and just go sit in like a farm for like a night?
No, because you just want to get into a cow suit with me. That's all you want to do. Like, well, I've gone down this road before.
If you would
Just let it happen.
Can we just be a cow for Halloween?
No,
this year,
because here's my thing. You're gonna say 1 year. You're gonna say. One week you're going to be like, oh, Tim, let's go be a cow. Next week you're like, hey, Tim, I just happened to find this kangaroo suit. Do you want to hop in my pouch? No, Miz, I don't want to hop in your pouch.
Tim, you're going to get in the cow suit. He's like, all right, it's time to milk you.
Yeah. You make it sound like this is a bad thing.
Why is there only one udder
cow
here
with you or a kangaroo? Tim. If you would just, you know, succumb to my, you know, demands, it would just be so much easier.
I don't know. I'm not feeling it. I'll dress up as a horse, but right, not, no.
I thought Maze was against
the
furry
idea. Let's put a pin in it, and
when
we'll
Maze
come back
can
to
be
that
a
in a
Joey,
couple of weeks.
He's excited.
Wait, Brendan, what did you say?
When Maze can be the Joey of a kangaroo, he's excited.
Yeah, there you go. How about you
he
be
wants
the kangaroo?
To feel like I'll he's wrapped in a blanket and is like nice and snuggled up inside
just,
the pouch.
Yeah, how about
well,
you
Maze,
just carry
Maze,
me around for
Maze,
the night?
Enough. Here's my thing. Enough about being a cow. Aliens exist. And Billy's going to even find out more about them when he's playing Destroy All Humans Reprobe. Here's my thing. This is the last thing I'll say about the matter. I'm a firm believer of the fourth dimension. Like, I think, like, you know how, like, people...
100%.
Like people, like, things in a 2D plane don't recognize that they're in a 2D plane. We're in a 3D plane.
Yes.
And there's also a 4D plane. Like, we physically can't comprehend the fourth
time.
Now, Tim, this is kind of have to do with aliens in the same realm, but there are some people that believe...
I'm an alien.
...that Bigfoot is a fourth dimensional creature that travels in and out.
Of course.
Time.
You think that's a game? You think
I'm
that's a motherfucking
all,
game?
No, I'm all over the fourth dimension, but I still have the
Do you
mindset
that?
That
I'd let Bigfoot eat my ass.
I believe in Bigfoot. Well, yes, but I'm of the mindset that Bigfoot is not a fourth dimensional creature. He is in the three dimensional plane
so,
with us, but he is, you know.
No, I think he's in the fourth dimension
being.
Because he travels through time.
Yeah.
Wait, so
no,
when you're playing
no,
SpongeBob,
that.
Does that mean where the aliens interacting with SpongeBob? Like, because he's on a different plane.
Well, no, he's in the software. No. You know what? We're diving too into the...
We're all in the Animus. We're, that's all you need
yeah,
to know.
Maze, I'm gonna go run outside and get hit by a bus and desync. But before I do that, guys, we
Tim,
got...
Tim, you know rewind. What? Okay.
So, guys, we got Brennan saying Rome... what is it? Expedition Rome?
Yeah,
Expeditions
Rome.
I forgot
I
the S.
I
want to
get probed.
Billy wants to get probed in Destroy All Humans 2 Reprobed. Maze is like me in choosing SpongeBob Cosmic, and I'm blocking on the name. It's Cosmic. Anyway, the new SpongeBob.
Shake.
Cosmic Shake.
Cosmic Shake. Like you got a milk.
Now,
can we just give a shout out before we move on off of this? How fucking great their introduction video was for the 10th anniversary.
That was great.
Did you see that? That was like such a fire video of like all their games that they've acquired.
Oh, it's fire. It's fire. Now, guys,
speaking of things that aren't fire,
Wipeout Rush was announced. So, Billy, this is me looking at you saying, you know, all things Sony touches don't always turn to gold. But who knows? It could be great. Wipeout Rush was announced, and it is coming in early 2022 to iOS and Android. It's like a weird, it's like a deck building Wipeout game that's like a freemium.
Yeah.
Billy's all on this.
Yeah.
You love those card games.
You said freemium.
I am all about Sony. I'm all about Nintendo, and I'm all about Microsoft. So... give it to me. I'll take anything. Wipeout, this is not what we really wanted. We wanted the next Wipeout game on the PlayStation 5. I'm hoping that this game is not as difficult as those games. Because those games are, if you want to get the platinum in those games, shout out to those guys who go after the platinums and wipe out games. Those guys are insane. But you know what? I'll take it. I know people are crapping on it before it's out yet. I do like the style. It's like a cartoony looking style of this game. I guess we'll just have to see what it does.
Have to be, you know? Reach into the heart of the cards, and
I'm not going to shit on it until I play it.
Well, you know, guys, and so we're not going to shit on it. We're excited about it, but I will say this: another thing to get excited about is Gran Turismo 7. So Gran Turismo 7, we saw on the show a couple days ago at the Sony press conference. We got to see a couple more things about it. The game will include real-time weather simulation and time. Additionally, too, it's going to have an improved version of the GT Sport damage model. So that was already intense. It's getting even better now. On top of that, too, the game will also have crossplay between the PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. There hasn't really been any information about PSVR support. And additionally, too, there are more features on the way. But most importantly, with that being said, there are some details about what is coming with it. There is going to be a 25th anniversary edition, both physical and digital. Additionally, too, the PS4 standard edition can be upgraded to the PS5 standard edition for another $10. So with the anniversary edition, we do get a steelbook case with the full game. We get 30 partner avatars. We get some cars, and we also get the soundtrack and some credits. So definitely go and check this out. Additionally, the digital deluxe version comes with the exact same stuff, just minus the steelbook. Now, guys, let's dive into the games coming out this week. Unless you guys have any more news, the only last piece of news I would have is that Blizzard's chief legal officer has left the company. And on top of that, too, there are in more shit, as we all know. You can go and check that out. Billy, is there any more news that you have before I dive into the games coming out this week?
Before we jump, I just want to say, like, I'm actually really excited for Gran Turismo 7. I know, like, a lot of you guys aren't. You're not, like, super car enthusiasts, but, like, if you
hold the phone. Why don't jump to conclusions?
Are you gonna get it, Maze? Are you buying this $90 game?
I haven't played a good. Oh,
Maze.
Let's be real,
Maze. I'll bet. Come on. I'll bet you a beer, a nice cold. But actually, no, because we don't support alcohol on this podcast. Even though I'm a heavy drinker.
Get him a juice box.
Yeah. What do you mean we don't, support alcohol? We support legal drinking.
I'll buy you a juice box if you buy this game. Like day one. You have to get it day one and pay the $70.
What do we call it? Day one. Don't give me these ultimatums. I move at my own pace, damn it.
Yeah, if you're not first, you're last, especially in the game of Gran Turismo. But Billy, I think you're right. I think this is a game to get excited about. I think it is very interesting. The only thing is that this game is like Forza Motorsport. So I want to wait and see what Forza has up its sleeve. Remember, I didn't say Forza Horizon 5. I said Forza Motorsport. Forza Motorsport is a different game made by Turn 10. And that game has been, they're doing a reboot of the franchise, I believe, similar to Gran Turismo is. So we'll have to wait and see.
I think that this one, there's a lot under the hood that, no pun intended, that, you know, we haven't really talked about. Like, I mean, they did briefly talk about, there was news this week that the game needs to be online, like all the time to update. And I also think that the rendering in this game is, in my opinion, is superior for the cars and the way they look than anything Xbox has shown yet. I think it's great. If you are into that kind of stuff, but that's like super, super detailed. And everything down to like every little nut and bolt in that thing, you can like customize it. I think for those types of people that like that game, is the same thing with like a Microsoft Flight Simulator. There's a certain person for this game. I think it's going to be really well received and the person reviewing that will be a car enthusiast and probably really like this style of game. So I'm sure this is going to rate pretty high. From gameplay perspective, I don't know if it's going to be as fun, but I think it's going to be a pretty good showcase game.
Yeah, I mean, both games, the last one in the series, just a quick reminder for those that don't follow this. So Gran Turismo Sport was the last game in the Gran Turismo series, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. But that game came out in October of 2017. The game rocked a 7.5 or a 75 on Metacritic with a 6.1 user score. If we go to Forza Motorsport 7, it's rocking an 86 on Metacritic and a 6.3 user score. So Forza Motorsport 7 did get a little bit better reviews. That one did also come out in 2017. But a lot of that content is now kind of dead. Microsoft has since stopped supporting that game, or they will stop supporting that game, I believe, fairly soon, especially with the new release of Forza. So who knows? Both series have had their highs and have had their lows. So this is one to keep track of. Now,
bring back Burnout.
Dude, Burnout Paradise.
That's what we really want.
Now, guys, let's talk about games coming out this week. We got a couple. We got Death Stranding. This is a great week for PlayStation, by the way. PlayStation's kicking ass and taking names. Death Stranding, Director's Cut, is coming out September 24th. That's the PlayStation 5 exclusive. Then we got Dragon Ball Z Karakot coming out on Switch.
Kakarot.
Thank you, Maze. Then we got, that's coming out on September 24th. On September 24th as well, we got Lost Judgment on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One, a game in the Yakuza series. I'm looking forward to checking out this. Additionally, too, on September 23rd, we got Diablo 2 Resurrected on September 23rd on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, and Nintendo Switch. We also got Sable, which is coming to Xbox Game Pass on Xbox. It comes out on Xbox Series X, Xbox One, and PC. So this game isn't coming to PlayStation as of the moment. Additionally, too, Pokemon Unite is coming to iOS. This is a MOBA game on September 22nd. And on September 23rd, Lord of the Rings Rise to War is coming. This is an iOS game releasing on September 23rd. Now, the last game, thinking I might have missed it, but I didn't, and that is Kena Bridge of Spirits, which is out, I believe, on September 21st. So it's out today. The game is getting good reviews across the board. Make sure to go and check this game out. It is currently rocking an 84 on Metacritic. It is a third-person adventure game akin to, I believe, Legend of Zelda a little bit. The game, DualShockers gave it a 10, Game Informer gave it a 9, IGN gave it an 8, Destructo gave it an 8, and Press Start gave it an 8 as well. Definitely go and check this out. This is on PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, and PC. I'm holding off on this one, though, because the physical edition is coming out in November. So make sure to go and wait for that if that's your cup of tea. Now, guys, real quick, can I catch my breath for a second? And I'm going to let you guys take the throne. Is there any game on this list that really intrigues you? At least for me, it's Kena. I'm very much tempted to go and buy this. Bill, how about you?
I'm on board with you on that one.
Kena for sure. I've been following this one really closely, PlayStation exclusive. It looks really good. It looks like a Pixar game. Gameplay looks good. I hear the game's combat is actually pretty challenging. It comes across as like a kid's game, but really pumped about it. I think the game is not too long of a game, and that's probably reflected in the price. It's not full $70 PlayStation exclusive title. So I think it's around 9 hours, 10 hours, someone was saying in the review. So looking good. I'm definitely down to play it. These guys are super talented, this studio. Looks like a straight up Pixar movie.
Yeah, and just to remind,
it looks gorgeous.
Yeah, and I believe this game is it's also coming out on PC. It's a PlayStation exclusive for now, but it's not published by Sony. It's published by Ember Labs, and it's also developed by them. So this could come to PlayStation. It's kind of just like it's like Sable.
It's indie. It's not like a Sony. It's not Sony published. So it's kind of like how they did it with, you know, Death's Door, where they got it first, and it'll probably come to Xbox at some point.
Yeah. Maybe. But the one that's not coming to
Xbox. You hope.
You hope. The one that's not coming to Xbox is Death Stranding Director's Cut. This one also looks very good. I'm very excited to play this. I hope it's not 70. I don't know how much it is. But
that looks like a B game.
Yeah.
That's like a straight up Brendan game.
Yeah, Brendan, are you gonna look into that one?
Absolutely. But what I did want to mention is that Kena game, from what I'm seeing, reminds me a little bit like of the joy and excitement I got from playing Jak and Daxter when it first came out.
Yeah, it's like that old school kind of PlayStation platformer. Like, that's what I was thinking. It's like a kind of like an old school Mario platformer, like the 3D ones, you know?
And I can get behind this because there's no Animorph.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm. Well, hold up.
There's no anthropomorphic main character.
Hold up. She's
a person.
What Animorphs do you like other than... I saw the meme with Joe Rogan's
Animorph. Well, that was a TV show.
Well...
That was a TV show.
Well, Maze, I'm gonna ask you this. Rank them. Sly Cooper, Jak and Daxter, and Ratchet and Clank. Jak and Daxter and Ratchet and Clank. If there's any other Animorphs, Billy, is there any other Animorphs you want to throw in there? I feel like those are like the OG.
I mean, Fox McCloud.
We'll say the PlayStation ones. Don't throw Fox in there yet.
Yeah, because Fox would win. Peppy Hair is like a tier above everyone else.
Maze, so of that tier,
I'm going to go Ratchet and Clank number one.
Spyro's in there too, I would say. Spyro and Crash.
He is a dragon. He's just a dragon that can talk.
Yeah. I don't think Crash.
They need to stand. They have to stand upright like a person.
Well, no, Spyro doesn't though. Spyro's on all four legs.
So just rank
Maze,
the three.
If you think you can have sex with them, then that.
No,
that
I don't
counts.
Think that. I don't think about that any of them. we're not in that community, so. we're going back to the ranking system that Tim set forth. Ratchet and Clank number one. I'm gonna put Sly Cooper at number two and Jak and Daxter at number three, solely because I think Jak and Daxter doesn't even fall into this category, because Jak is really kind of just a human and it's Daxter some little animal creature like a meerkat or something that can talk.
I'm gonna do the exact same thing, although I just don't like Jak and Daxter's design. I think Ratchet and Clank's design holds up the best. I think Sly.
Yeah.
I played all three, every single game in each of those series. Well, Ratchet and Clank wasn't really 1-3, but Sly Cooper was 1-3, and Jak and Daxter was 1-3. But after playing all of them, I would rank the series like, I love me some Ratchet and Clank. I would put that at the top. Then I put Sly Cooper. Sly 2, Honor Among Thieves is like OG. And then Jak and Daxter. Great games. Jak 2 is great. But yeah, that's my ranking. But guys.
Wait. I think John Wick should be number one because he's my spirit animal. Brent.
Yeah. John Wick is always number one. But what about John Wick in a furry outfit, Brendan? How do you handle that? What if John Wick showed up to Midwest Fur Fest?
He'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
I think that would make a great premise.
John Wick would never do that.
Yeah, what if he wore his dog's skin mask?
I don't know. Like, I think he's so dedicated to his craft that he will do whatever he has to.
Mm, exactly.
He's an assassin.
What part of his craft would involve him wearing a furry costume?
If that's what gets him close to the enemy took his dog, then that's what he's.
Are we thinking of the same universe? Are we thinking of the same universe? The universe in which John Wick just goes on a mass
murder
spree?
He does what he takes. He has to do.
You do what you got
to
do.
Yeah, do what you got to do. Exactly, Maze.
We're gonna get off this topic. Let's move on.
You just don't like furries. I'm a big supporter of the furry community.
Tim,
Midwest Fur
Tim,
Fest,
we're
give
moving
me tickets.
On. Tim, we're moving on.
Well, anyway, so if you got tickets, please send them our way. But guys, let's dive into. I'll be sponsored by the Midwest Fur Fest. That'd be great.
It's a matter of time.
No, then I'm leaving. I'm out.
Okay, so guys. Let's talk about games that we're playing this week. So, of course, I've been playing.
Could we start with you? I'm very interested in Deathloop. I want to hear about it.
Yeah.
Give us the rundown. We've been playing our games, but Deathloop is the big guy in the room. I want to hear about it.
As good as they're saying it is.
Regale us, Tim.
Or did the big game reviewers get paid off?
So I'm a decent chunk of the way through this, and I also finished Psychonauts 2 this week. I really liked Psychonauts after beating it. All I'll say is this: go and play this game. The ending, it ends kind of like on a good note, but it's a game I thoroughly enjoyed. Go and check it out. The I don't think it's game of the year. This, on the other hand, I could see somebody making a case for Deathloop being a game of the year. I think here's I'll kind of paint the mechanics of Deathloop in case you guys, in case the reviews didn't cover it. So Deathloop, essentially the whole game is you are in a giant loop. So you are in, essentially, think of the movie Groundhog's Day. That's what happens. You wake up and you're slowly trying to remember who you are and why this person, Juliana, is killing you or killing you every single time while she's trying to protect the death loop. And you have these kind of fun conversations with her. And I'm not going to really spoil that, but I kind of want to talk about how the gameplay works. So if we dive into the gameplay, it plays pretty much exactly like how Dishonored played. I don't know if you guys have played Dishonored before, but the gameplay is very similar, meaning that you go into these areas, and these areas are actually larger than the areas in Dishonored, but essentially you go in the area and you have an objective. And there's, of course, there's a whole bunch of other like little like objectives that are littered throughout that you can kind of go and explore the area and find out for yourself. But let's say the objective, let's use the very first one. You go and you try to get to your like apartment. And essentially, you can go in any single way you want to. You can go in stealth. You can go in guns blazing. And the whole goal is just to get, you can climb on rooftops. The whole thing is just, it's a really cool, the world is incredibly well designed. And the voice acting that goes along with it is great. Now, the game gets very interesting because of how it breaks down. So essentially, there's four areas that you kind of traverse to. At least what I've known so far, and what I've seen and what I've read, there's kind of four major areas, and each area you can go to and you can kind of leave and go back at will, at least except for the beginning when it's kind of just like, you know, you have to go in a certain order. The cool thing though is that every time you enter an area, you get extra life, you get three lives. So essentially, if you get killed, the game just rewinds you back like 30 seconds to the point where the enemies weren't there. And then you can be like, okay, am I going to go in or going to go back again? And every time you leave the area, you can take out you take away the intel that you learned and additionally some of the loadout options that you have gotten. So if you got a gun, you can bring that back with you and use that on your next area that you go to. Now, the cool thing is that even though there's only four maps, there is a time differential. So let's say you go to a certain part of the map in the first part of the day. You go to there at dawn. That's going to be acting differently than the same map if you go to at noon. So every time you leave and come back, the time shifts to like one of four time slots in the day. And then at the end, the day resets and you start from the beginning. So it's a really cool game. The systems are, it handles great. I have a couple issues with the game before I let you guys kind of ask some questions. One, the game is unstable, or at least it was for me. This is kind of a shame with, you know, the game releasing. I think the game did crash on me, and because it crashed on me when I went to an area, essentially I hung out in the area for a little bit, and it didn't autosave, and I lost all my progress, like, in that area.
Tim, who's making this game?
Bethesda.
Well,
are we surprised?
We won't answer the question there.
I'll say this. Billy, how long did it take me to install this game versus Ratchet and Clank? Here's the thing.
Why are you bringing Ratchet and Clank?
Because that's
a great game.
Because Ratchet and Clank gave me more problems to install than this one. Like this was a bug, but since that one bug, I haven't encountered anything. But it is an issue that I would bring up. The other thing that I think is an interesting take is that there's no map of the area. So essentially when you go in, you don't have a map, so it's all like memory. So it's like, okay, like where do I go? And it is a cool mechanic, but at the same time, you're just like, okay, I just want to figure out where I am, relatively. And the other thing too is that while the maps are decently sized and they're fun to explore, and I know that I haven't gotten to the bottom of it, so far the maps I've seen, they seem like a little bit on the smaller side. Like it's not one overarching overworld. It's like four different pieces broken up. But of course, I'm going to be diving into like kind of more of the negatives later on when I finish the game and when I kind of go through and give my final take. But ultimately, so far, I'm very impressed with the way the game is. If you're a big Dishonored fan, I would say you need to go and pick this up. The level design is brilliant. The character is interesting. And I think the multiplayer component, I really haven't heard too many, like, I've heard decent things about the multiplayer component. The only thing I would say this, Billy, before I want to hear if you have any questions, is I don't think this game is worthy of a 10. Like, after playing it, I really, really enjoy my time with it, but I don't, I can't understand, like, if somebody were to say, like, this is a 9.2, I'd be like, I get it, I understand. But for me so far, it seems like a really, it seems like it's messing up, but it's also doing something so unique that I give it a lot of props for doing it. But the thing is because it's messing up, that to me means it's not a masterpiece. And there's like, and like I said, I'm not going to go into all the different things, but so far, like, I'm very much enjoying my time with it. The mechanics are very interesting. But Billy and Maze and Brennan, is there any questions that you guys have so far for me about the game?
Yeah. So I mean, I've watched some trailers of it, and I know it's basically a shoot, it almost acts like a first person shooter stealth game. Do you get like other powers in the game besides just, you know, guns and stuff like that? Like, you get unlock equipment. Is it kind of like Metroidvania-esque, but, you know, where you yes. get more stuff and then you can, it makes it easier to get through the level, so you feel like a constant sense of progression?
Yeah, so you're completely right. So before the level, before you go in, you get to do your loadout and you get like trinkets to essentially attach to your character. So one of the
trinkets, but you get those in the death loop, like when you
then you can bring those back with you.
Okay,
the game, think okay. of the game as a very linear, I was trying to describe it, think of it as like a very linear roguelike that's like you're constantly making progression, and it's not really a roguelike per sense, it's like a more just like a linear story, but it has like this kind of mechanic of, you know, everything kind of almost like Majora's Mask. Like Majora's Mask isn't a roguelike, but every time you go through, there's kind of, you're kind of resetting it, so to speak. It's exactly like that. And like you were saying, these trinkets, they can give you powers, so, but you can only take so many of them with you. But the powers differ, and the powers also help you do different things. So for instance, I was playing stealth, and I'm just going to choose an early level, for example, to get to my house when the game, and that happened on the game crash. The very first time the game crashed, which was the only time the game crashed, I essentially went through the town like on the street level to be super stealthy, and I would slowly go up behind people and like stab them in the back and then keep going, and then using my thing to like turn off like the sensors. But the second time I went through, I was like, oh, I have the double jump ability, I'm just going to attach that. So I attached that, and I just hopped on the rooftops and then just ran across the rooftops, and like the way in which you get into the apartment, there was like two different ways. You could beat up, like there was like a back door that you can like knock down, and then there was also like a window that was like slightly ajar that you can hop in. And there was like, I'm sure there was other ways, because I saw another window opening. But it's one of those things where that's the beauty of the level design, there is that there's multiple options that you can kind of go through. And that's where like Arcane, I think, really flexes muscles. And that's why, like, I know you never played Dishonored, but the one thing I took away from that series is like these
guys, it's like evolved a bit,
yeah,
from it, and they've learned from their previous endeavor. Yeah, that's really cool. I guess my only other question has to do with the 10. And when I think of a 10, I think of a game that, you know, defines a generation that could change the rest of how we play all these other games in the future forever. You know, it's like Breath of the Wild is a great example. It changed so many games. Hades is another one that I think is well deserving of that, where it's going to change roguelikes. Does this game, you feel like the level creation and the way it was developed is going to influence developers and how they, you know, make their levels in their games?
I think that's a
really, or do you think it's like it's just particular to this game, and you think it only can work for this game?
So I think it's a really good question, because I think it dives into the notion of Like, does this deserve a 10 or does it not? And do you think the game will have a lasting effect? So right now, me not beating the game, I can't really give this answer, but I would say this. I think the game is shooting for the stars, and for the most part, it succeeds. And that's why it's a very good game. The problem that the game has is with games like Hades, in games like God of War, in games like Breath of the Wild, at the time, I could take a step back and say, I cannot really see any flaws with that game, or there's no way, at least in the direct line, that I can see that getting better. This game, right off the bat, there's a couple things that I would change to make it better. And on top of that, too, like, I don't think it's perfect. Like, I think the AI needs a lot of work. Like, there was times where, like, I was just sneaking up behind somebody and they turned around and, like, literally did not even see me. Like, it's, or they didn't react to me stabbing somebody in the neck. Yeah,
Well, you're just that good.
Yeah, I'm just that good. And I think the game is polished. Like, I'm not going to say the game, I think that's my thing, is like, the game crashed on me once, yes. But is the game polished? Yeah, it's polished to hell. And the menus, everything is slick. Everything is really cool. It's a very well-made game. If I were to say, like, is it a 10, what IGN and GameSpot gave it? No, it's not. And anybody arguing that, I mean, that's fine. That's your own personal opinion. But at the same time, it's like, okay, you know. Maze and B, do you have any questions before? Billy, do you have any more questions before we move on to what?
No, I've exhausted you. I'm sorry. Mm. I'm sorry for boring you guys.
Dude, no,
No, I'm intrigued. I was intrigued.
Guys, I think, Maze, this game is right up your alley. It is.
The only thing I would ask is, you know, how easy is it to get into? You know, you think of these time mechanics and it can't kind of go wonky. Is it simplistic, kind of straightforward to get into, or
it's very easy to get into?
More of a learning curve?
There's no learning curve. It's like a, yeah.
So how,
what?
So I was just trying to figure out, cause you mentioned before the, you know, there's only four maps, but essentially each map has what, maybe three or four different time zones.
Yeah,
I guess
time,
if you will,
variations, like different times in the day, time, because variations, you're repeating the same day.
Do you, right, so you have to go back to these maps multiple times to complete the game? Like, you're not going there once and
yeah
done.
Yeah, but the nice thing too is, like, you can go and explore the map and there's side objectives and there's stuff that's hidden. I mean, the maps are very well detailed. Like, the maps are, like, they're small, but the thing is like, and so it's not like a giant, vast open world game, but the thing is everything is very intricate and everything is very detailed. And honestly, for me in particular, I wish maybe there was more, but at the same time, I haven't completed the game yet, so I don't know what it has in store for me. And on top of that too, the other thing I would say is I'd rather have something that's very like very intricate and very detailed than something that's very large and barren, like, I don't know, like half the Kingdom Hearts worlds, where you're like, why is this hallway the size of a bus? Like everything seems like it has a purpose.
There's a lot of reasons for that, but we'll never understand the inner workings of Square Enix in that game.
It's Pete. Now, guys, let's dive into what you guys are playing. Thank you for letting me exhaust Deathloop. You know, this week is the big Deathloop episode. So I wanted to kind
of... Can I borrow that when you're done?
Yeah.
I really want to play that.
And then I need...
Or Maze. Give it a Maze. Maze needs something good to play.
Yeah. No.
Or Brendan.
What you say, like,
Brendan doesn't have a right PS5. Now. When he has a PS5.
But I'll definitely play that. I'll definitely play that.
Okay. Guys, speaking of that, is there any games that you play this week? Billy, we'll go to you first.
Sure. Okay, so I've been playing a new game. I briefly got into it. I'm at the very end of Yakuza. I want to finish that game. I'm on the final chapter.
Oh, did you get... Dude, I got kicked. My ass got kicked by the... I was playing that last night, and the final boss took me, like, 20 minutes, and I got, like, right near the end, and then he one-punch KO'd me, so I'm like, fuck this. And I shut off.
You turned it off? Oh, so you're at the very end of the game, too.
Yeah, so I need to go, like, and train. Maybe I'll do
that
tonight.
What level are your characters?
What? What level are your 57.
Characters? Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, mine are in the 60s. But anyway, yeah, so I'm doing that. I'm like chapter 15. I'll probably finish that up. That's funny that we're going to finish it around the same time. But the game I'm actually playing this week on the side, but it's like I've only checked it out for about an hour because I haven't had too much time.
Side piece.
Is Eastward by Chucklefish. And I forget the name of the actual, they published
it. It's by Pix, Pill, and Chucklefish. It came out on September 16th, 2021. Get Billy, this game looks absolutely beautiful. I'm looking at the artwork around this. I mean, dude, this looks like one of the most beautiful games I've seen this year.
It is awesome. It is, how I would describe the game. It's kind of like, it feels a lot like, a cross between The Last of Us meets Earthbound, I had a strong feeling about like The Walking Dead, like, because there's like the beginning of the game, you start off and there's like this, the mayor, who's like trying to keep everything contained, and then you get out and you realize that what the world is around you. But the game is very good. I would describe it as a Zelda-like game. It comes across as when you're playing it, like just like this 2D action game, but you're really figuring out puzzles. And the gameplay feels like that with Zelda mixed with like Mario and Luigi. You know, you have like two people working at once. You have this little girl with you. Your main character's name is John. He's a miner.
He's a miner, like in the town, or he's like under the age of 18.
He's been mining Bitcoin. That's the whole spiel.
He's a Bitcoin miner. Okay.
Yeah. So, but anyway, and the girl who's in the game, she's like has psychic abilities. Doesn't have any real combat abilities, but you can swap between them, and they use different. She uses her powers to help manipulate puzzles around you, sometimes enemies to stop them, so John can get in and kill them. It's a really, really fun game to play. It's very linear from what I've played so far, with just about an hour of gameplay with these puzzles. But the puzzles don't really hold back, and I never really felt like they never stumped me. It was that kind of like that Zelda feeling where like you know exactly what to do, but it's
just hard.
You feel good.
You feel smart when you finish.
But you feel good. You get through it and you can move on. And it's divvied up into chapters, which I found interesting too. So I don't exactly know how many there are, but as you play through the campaign, it's you're progressing through it, and it ends and you're in a new section. With the narrative continues.
I just need this game to come out physical because I'm going to buy this day one.
Is
it coming out physical?
Yeah. Right now you can pre-order it. There's a physical on PlayAsia, so you can get that. But then I am 8-bit tweeted last week that they are supposedly going. There's a rumor going around that they are going to produce the American version in stores. And so I'm sure Best Buy will get it. This game's just too big to not get released stateside, you know, as a physical.
Yeah, and I love the artwork. It reminds me like a little bit of like Tintin, at least the guy with the beard.
It's very cool. Like I would say like these guys, this is a super talented team. They went for this like pixel look, but then they built like a graphics engine in it. So like it has like these modern graphics, almost like Octopath Traveler, if you ever heard of that. Like mixed with the pixel art. It's really cool.
Yeah, it looks absolutely beautiful. Go and check this game out, Eastward. Go and download it on the eShop. The physical edition of this is going to be, it's up for pre-order on Amazon Japan for $56. Additionally, the collector's edition is also $86. And that's after shipping to the US. It is English according to the eShop. B, let's go to you, and then we'll end with our boy Maze. Brennan, what are you playing this week?
I picked up Game Dev Tycoon for $5 on my Android.
Did you make a great game?
Yeah.
What game did you make?
I made something called Moonraker based off James Bond. And it sold over a million copies in the Game Dev game.
Nice.
How many days did it take to sell a million copies?
Or no, wait, that one might have taken 2 weeks. I think that one sold like 500,000 copies in the first each week for the first 2 weeks.
Damn.
Dude, we need to quit our jobs. Let's all quit our jobs and support Brendan as he makes our games.
Yeah, but this is
how much money are you raking in there?
Make a game though.
No, he did it though.
You wouldn't lie to us, B. We all just resigned, and we're going to invest all of our life savings into you.
Yeah. I already told my boss I was quitting.
I literally just texted my boss.
Yeah, you didn't lie to us. You didn't lie to us, did you, B?
Brennan, now you're responsible. You better pay for my rent. So Brennan, you got this.
I guess we'll all be selling feet pics soon online.
You don't sell feet pics? I'm already on that train, man. Hop onto my OnlyFans.
How much do you think a picture of Mazur's feet would go for online?
My feet, not a lot.
What do you think? Not a lot?
No, my feet. No, no one wants to buy pictures of my feet. My feet are disgusting.
Really?
All the years are running.
Really?
So they're not buff.
Yeah. I mean, they're buff, but they're definitely, you know, well-worn feet.
Calloused?
Yeah.
Have you ever had athlete's foot on them?
No.
Okay, so they're not scarred, you know?
No, they're not scarred, but, you know, they're not ugly, but they're definitely not worthy of being. Maybe we could pull it off. Can you Photoshop something out of them?
For you, Mazur, I'll
Photoshop anything.
Yes, all right, fine. You don't want to give it a shot?
Yo, are we foot people on this podcast?
I don't know. This is taking a weird turn right now.
If there's money to be made,
we're there. Yeah.
Also,
Don't you love this, how we can go from talking about Brennan making fake games in a game to us leaving our jobs and now having to sell feet pictures to support ourselves?
Yeah. We can make an OnlyFans account.
Yeah, make an OnlyFans. I'll sell my feet pictures to Rex Ryan. He doesn't know the difference. Okay, Maze, let's go to you. What are you playing?
I'm still on the grind with Aloy,
making my way downtown. Walking fast. Yeah.
Are you progressing in that game? Have you met the guy with the facial hair?
Oh, I'm progressing.
Yet?
What? I don't know if I've met the one that you're talking. You say weird, but a lot of people have weird facial hair in this game.
Okay, so what's his name? Give me some characters. You're a character person in games. You know all the games' characters' names.
There's so many characters in this fucking game. Is it the other? You're not talking about the other guy that has a focus like Aloy, are you? I mean, while you're looking that up, I will say I am making progression, but you know me, when it comes to these types of, like, you know, open world RPGs, I get easily sidetracked by doing the side quests, the collections of stuff, and so, you know, I'm slowly progressing through the main story while at the same time taking care of side business.
Love that. I'm going to be completely real. That game, I've talked about it before. I like Horizon Zero Dawn. I was just like, eh. Like, it to me, it came out, like, at the wrong time, and I beat that game, and I got very far, and Billy, I know you like it. I thought it was just, like, it was a weird open-world game, because it felt like, I think the next one's going to be better. It felt like an open-world game made by a first-person shooter, like a dev, which it was. Like, it felt like the world wasn't really alive, is so to speak.
I can see what you mean by that so far.
His name is Erend. E-R-E-N-D.
No, I have not met him yet. No.
So you haven't.
Like I said,
so
I'm getting.
So you're not
like
far
said,
in the game at all.
Well, it depends. Like, the thing is, like, I'm making progression, but, like, I'm also just exploring everywhere, and I'm doing all these side quests as I find them. Like, I have this obsession where as soon as I see something, I have to go do that, even if I'm, like, headed on my way to the
Jesus
main quest.
Maze. He's, like, one of the main characters in the game.
He is.
Like I said, I haven't gone there yet. I haven't even made it to Meridian yet.
Maze.
Dude, like I said, it's not that I'm not playing. It's that I literally will get sidetracked by everything else.
Sounds like a you problem, Maze. But
doesn't PlayStation say be better?
Yeah.
Be greater.
Be greater, Maze. Be
I
yourself.
Am being greater by doing everything. Yeah, thank you. By doing everything else. I'm sorry. Did you not explore the world? I'm taking my time to enjoy.
Oh, Maze, I did. I got the platinum. I love that.
Okay,
game.
Well, I'm taking the time to.
I could see Maze just walking through the world and looking around and being like, "Wow!" And then just like sitting there for like 15 seconds and like just like stopping and just panning,
not doing anything,
being like, "I'm taking my time,
dude." I'm like a magpie. I see something shiny. I have to go explore it.
See, my thing is, I just rip and tear through games. Like, dude,
I know you do.
That's Tim. No, Tim doesn't care. He just tears right through the game. Like, he's at the end of the game when you or I, Bill, are just like, oh, you know, I was doing a bunch of side quests. Like, I've told you this before with other JRPGs, with other RPGs. I can spend an entire night just doing side quests and side objectives without doing the main quest. Oh, I can too.
Tim's yeah. like, just give me the amount that I need to get by the campaign so I can throw this in my drawer when I'm done.
Yeah.
And that's my thing. That's my thing. When I find a game,
and then I'm out.
When I find a game that I truly am enjoying, like I am with Horizon, like I want to take my time and I'm out there and I'm exploring the side quests.
Hold on.
Brendan is a completionist. Brendan, you do that with Assassin's Creed, but I think you only do that with Assassin's Creed, correct?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, and probably Bioshock or something like that.
Yeah, you gotta find that game. Like last night, for instance.
Hold up, Maze. I've done that with... I got the Platinum with Witcher 3 and with Fallout 4. I take my time when I go through games when I really like.
So then
you know.
You know
what I'm a completionist on?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah, but...
That's literally what I just said. When I find a game that I really like, I take my time.
I played that to the end. Like, I literally did all the crappy little, like, achievements you could do that took forever.
See, I think
I like how he said crappy little achievements.
Because they were just like time burners at the end where you're like, oh, go take out all these.
Wait, I'm sorry, what
things.
Game was this?
The Saboteur.
That's like the
it's like World War II Paris, and you're this Irish guy that's just like sabotaging.
I know what game you talk about.
And guys, no, I'll say this, because we're going long here, let's just move this conversation right into the game of the week. And guys, I got a good one for you because I was thinking of this on the show or when I was playing Deathloop, because Deathloop really is an open world game. Guys, what's your favorite open world game of all time, and why is it your favorite open world game of all time?
That's easy. Easy. Do you want me to start?
Are you gonna say Billy, Breath of the Wild? I'm gonna let you start.
No, it's not Breath of the Wild. It's Skyrim. I think it's Skyrim. Okay. Skyrim is my favorite open world game ever made. I think, and a lot of people would crap on that, and I just think that world to this day stands.
Why would people crap on that?
I think some people, those Oblivion people out there that, like, you know, they're people that are like Fallout fans and stuff. Skyrim isn't the most critically received. I mean, it is critically received, but like amongst the people who play the Elder Scrolls games, it's like, oh, it's Skyrim. And they put that on everything. There's a reason they put that on everything. It's a great fucking game. It won Game of the Year. I just think it's so cool how, you know, you can craft your character. I've completed that game. I've gotten the Platinum with one build. I started the game with another build. I still know people that play that game to this day, and it's literally like 10 years later.
Well, that's only because they keep remaking it for every system and console. And
toaster. No, oh, yeah, I think so the community good. Is the community is like
no, it's a great game. Yeah,
dude,
don't get
dude,
me wrong.
Gary
plays
that. Gary's put in like over like a couple hundred hours, close to 1,000 hours. He like still goes back and plays out on his 360.
Yeah. Now, open world, I want to just, you know, disclose this. This is not an MMO. We're like, you know, we're considering this as like a console style game that's open world.
A game that's on a disc. A game that's like
on a disc. Not like World Warcraft, because that is technically the open world style.
Not, okay, Brendan, we'll go to you.
All right, I think this one is going to surprise you a little bit, but I'm going with the 2015 Mad Max game.
Really?
Really?
Damn.
Yeah. Wow. It was the first game. It came with my Xbox One, I believe, when I bought it. And it was like the first taste I got of the Xbox One. And I was pleasantly surprised. I got the game. I was like, just like this surprisingly decent game that I was not expecting at all. And I love the whole like Mad Max movie franchise. So it just played really well.
Can I
for
say
me.
This,
the right time.
Brendan? I got that game. This shows you how good that game is. I got that game. When did Carrie Fisher die? What year did she die? Is it 2016, 2017?
Yeah, something like that.
She died like holiday. So,
right before the Star Wars movie premiered.
Yes.
Or it was like they were making it.
Yeah, the second one, I believe.
The second one, yeah.
So I got Mad Max that year, which I believe is a year after it came out. Because it came out in like September or something in the previous year or something like that. And I bought it for $5 at Walmart and clearance. And I got it 2 days before Christmas. And that was all I played the holiday season because it was that good. It is like a, it is a B-tier game that's done very, 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 very well. Like, it is, it, Brennan, you're completely right. Like, it's addicting as hell. There's nothing better than, like, going through that desert and, like, upgrading your, like, what do they call it? The car.
Got, like, a buggy. Like, a...
And, like, I'm gonna say they did a good job with, like, the... There was, like, four different kind of, like, biomes to the world environment. And, like, you know, they had a lot of cool effects going on. There's, like, lightning storms. There's like sandstorms. They just, they pulled off all these, like,
yeah, it came out in 2015 and the it was cool. There was like, you could upgrade your car throughout the game. Like, you get like a harpoon and you get like a machine gun on the back, and like, yeah, they call it like, I remember then you could like upgrade the car too. It was a really good game. Like, I'm going to be real. Rage 2 came out in 2019 or 2018, or I believe 2019. It was made by Bethesda, actually. And Rage 2 sucked in comparison. And Rage 2, I felt like, had like way more money behind it. And Rage 2 was terrible, and this game was like amazing. So if there's, and if there's a debate about which one's better, Brennan, that was amazing, amazing take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really want to play this game. This is one that I kind of walked by and you were playing it. And I was like, yeah, it's such a niche game. But it's a Warner Brothers IP, correct?
Yeah, it's made by Avalanche, which are the people Just Cause. It's like a good, it's a well-known studio. Like, it's a good studio made it.
Yeah.
You know, yep. It's but yeah, okay, Maze, do you want to go next, or do you want me to go next?
I'll round up the rear if you want to go.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so mine is kind of tough because I was thinking between two. I was thinking of...
look, we know one of them is Watch Dogs.
Yeah, one of them, it's Watch Dogs Legion, but I want to leave that for you, Maze.
I bet you I know your two.
So...
But I'm not going to say it.
Can I take a guess?
So... if you can get both two, I'm going to be very impressed.
All right. I think one of them is The Witcher 3.
What's the other one?
I want to say it's a Fallout one. One of them. Definitely Fallout 76. No, is it New Vegas?
Maze actually hit the nail on the head. Yeah, those are two. You know me too well.
Boom.
Boom. Fallout 4 goes in there. Fallout 4 and New Vegas. I think New Vegas is the better of the two. I think Fallout 4, if we're going for the actual world itself, Fallout 4 is a better world. If we're going for like the actual game, though, and the mechanics, Fallout New Vegas is by hands down one of the best. If not the best. I fucking love that game. But if I'm going with my favorite open world game of all time, I got to go with The Witcher 3. I love that game. I think it's absolutely incredible. It's a game that I, like, am dying to get The Witcher. Like, The Witcher 4, I'm going to play that day one. I don't care if it's buggy as all hell, which is...
He's going to...
How about if it bricks... destroys your system.
I'm still putting it in.
He doesn't care.
He's like,
he's still playing. He's going on. He's going out. Whatever console he gets it on, if it breaks his console, he's gonna go out and buy a new brand new console just to keep.
Yeah, which is why I'm gonna be real. I'm a little excited for as much as we rag on Cyberpunk 2077. When it's all said and done, I'm still gonna pick it up. Like, I like when
Cyberpunk, you're picking
Cyberpunk 2077 or Witcher 4?
Cyberpunk 2077. Like, because it's made by
CD. Oh, me too.
I do want to play it, but I think we've all agreed we're going to hold off for quite some time.
I'm going to hold off like another year to think, like, I mean, to think that yeah. game came out. Did it come out this year?
We got it. Yes.
No, it came out last fall. It was a winter. It was a. To be released as a holiday game of 2020, and they rushed it.
December 10th, 2020. Fuck that. But like, if for instance, if the next gen version of the game comes out like this December and it doesn't have any bugs, I'm gonna get it day one. But
oh hey,
because I love that studio. But Anyway, I do love me The Witcher 3. I think it is one of the best games of all time. But I do love me some Fallout. But Witcher 3 takes the edge in this one. Okay.
Throw a coin to your Witcher.
I really want to really want to play that game, but just not on my Switch. Yeah,
play it on the Xbox Series X or
PlayStation. My God, 5. Was that a muddy
thing? Do get the upgraded version.
Yeah, you know, I muddled through it.
You muddled.
I still enjoyed it.
No pun intended.
I
did.
But I still, you know what? I still enjoyed it. I'm with Tim. You know, I will jump on that day
Maze. It was, playable, but like, remember the tree, the like hanging tree at the crossroads? They had like, bodies hanging there that were just like blocks.
No, I know. But you know what? I still enjoyed it. I'm not going to deny.
Okay, Maze, speaking of things you enjoy, give your take, and then we got to give our recommendations for the week, and then we will end the show.
I am also going to choose the other game that has been on every fucking console, every toaster oven, refrigerator, and probably a phone somewhere. GTA 5.
GTA 5 over 4?
I am going to go 5 over 4. I was thinking about this. And I think I'm definitely going to go to 5. I think 5 was my favorite out of those two. I just remember having great times just exploring the world. And it was always, you know, alive and you could interact with just about everything. There was always something to do, even if you weren't doing the story campaigns. There was just something to always do. I think I had one of the better open worlds. But definitely 4 is a close follow-up to that. But I will take 5 over it.
Yeah, I love that game.
I just love the characters because, like, Trevor, come on. Trevor is amazing.
That's a game, though, Maze, that I'm guilty of not finishing. I did not finish the main campaign.
I'm fine with that. That's a game that I think.
No, I'm fine with
that.
I know.
I just played the game and I fucked around in it. Like, and I.
That's the thing. That's the thing with GTA. I feel like it's that type of game where you can just fuck around in it and not beat it. Although I think the same thing could be said for Skyrim because I have not been in it fully, but there's just so much to freaking do in that game. You could go off on literally a side quest that could take you the whole span of the main quest.
Yeah, and I think that's like a big, good thing with open world games. I think Skyrim, I'm going to be real. Open world games, I think Grand Theft Auto isn't really this because it's like an open world third-person shooter. But I think The Witcher... Mad Max to some extent, and I think Skyrim are definitely like Western RPGs, and I love me some Western RPGs. Like those are my favorite types of games. I like if there's a really good Western RPG, you bet your ass I'm playing it.
It has to be just right. It has to have that addictive quality, and I think also, would you consider like Assassin's Creed a Western RPG?
It's like on the borderlines of it.
It's like European. I think the newer ones.
Well, what do you talk about? European in the fact that it's taking place in European areas.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
Call it a Western RPG, especially the newer variants of it, Odyssey, Valhalla, all those ones. It added that RPG.
Yeah, I think like a Western RPG would be that. I think a Western RPG is also Skyrim, The Witcher. A game that came out this year, Biomutant. I still need to play that, but that would be considered a Western RPG. So like kind of like an open world game that's kind of like you do your own thing and there's a whole bunch of side quests, but there's also a main quest that you can do. It's kind of the drive, not necessarily a linear story, somewhat, so to speak, but not really. But that's why Assassin's Creed, you can just go off and do your own thing. So, yes, I consider that. Okay, so we have our games. We have Mad Max. We have Grand Theft Auto V. We have Skyrim, and we have The Witcher 3. Now, boys, before I let you go, and those are our greatest open world games of all time that we think, but before I let you go, let's give off one game recommendation this week. Brennan, we will start with you. You're in the hot seat. What is one game, movie, or TV show that you recommend to our listeners this week?
Interesting pick for you this week. It is a movie that has Nicolas Cage in it. Very...
Ooh. Oh, is it Mandy?
Oh,
is it Mandy?
You got me.
Very B-style. It's called Willy's Wonderland, and it's kind of based off that Freddy's Nightmare thing. So he's like... stuck in like this entertainment venue, like kind of like Chuck E. Cheese's, that is like no longer used, but like the animatronics come to life and they're like, he has to fight them.
Oh, wait.
And look, it's not the best plot in the world, and it's got maybe mediocre ratings, but if you like B-movies, this thing is exciting.
So this is basically based off of Five Nights.
Pretty much. And like, I almost didn't watch it, but then after they got through the first scene, they have Nick Cage driving his car down the road, and they have like these close-ups of like the wheels burning out and the close-ups of him taking like off his sunglasses, and I was like, I gotta watch this movie.
Wait, so what's the name of this movie again?
It's called Willy's Wonderland.
Willy's Wonderland.
It also reminds me, back in college, we had a Christmas get-together, and we did like one of those grab bag things, and someone gave away a Nick Cage pillowcase. So you got to sleep.
Ooh, that's a great gift.
Yeah, you got to sleep on a pillowcase with Nick Cage's face.
Guys, it's on Hulu now. We can watch this. Yeah.
Really? I'm down.
Let's do it.
I'm looking at the plot here, and I'm just seeing like one of the characters' name is Tex McAdoo, and I'm guessing that's just a relative of Ben McAdoo, the former head coach of the Giants. So that's where he went since,
that is. Well, I'll read you the synopsis.
It's rocking a 44 on Metacritic.
Oh, baby!
Very, very B.
We got this.
Let's put it this way, guys.
It's made $431,000
and $20. Billy, it made,
and its budget was $5 million.
$1,020.
It's not done yet.
Let's help this movie out.
We gotta help him out.
Exactly.
You're right, Brendan.
We gotta help our boy Nick.
Brendan did
that.
Brendan helped.
We gotta help up.
If us and all the listeners watch this movie, maybe we'll get them their money back.
Yes. So we can get more.
Hey, if we can, get through whatchamacallit, what was the movie we watched? The Marvel one.
Oh, we saw that with Nicolas Cage. The bike guy.
Why am I blanking on his name?
Ghost Rider.
If we can get through Ghost Rider.
Bad movie.
don't you love that? That was a great movie, Bill. Come on. Remember the old guy in the graveyard with the mustache,
Brendan,
and he was actually the...
That is a movie. Have you seen that movie?
Yes. Ghost Rider? I think I saw it when I was in college.
Well...
That's a great Halloween
Maze.
Movie.
Bro, actually, Halloween Brendan, movie. I'll say this before we go on to Maze. If there's a Nicolas Cage movie that you should watch, and you probably already seen it, go and check out Mandy. It's like John Wick, Nicolas Cage, and like heavy drugs from the 70s made a movie.
So you mean any Nicolas Cage movie?
It's like a whole like
in the
don't
last
be tripping
20
when
years.
You're watching this.
So any Nick Cage movie,
Brendan, go and check that out. That's another recommendation for the week. So Willy's Wonderland from Brendan. Maze, what is your recommendation of the week?
Oh god, I don't, can you come back to me?
Okay, I'll go real quick, guys. My recommendation is go and check out Kena Bridge of Spirits on PlayStation. I know it's not out yet, but the game is getting good reviews. I'm very excited to check this out. I'm like 90% sure I'm going to download this. So if I do it, I think you should too. Go and check this game out. I'm a big lover of platformers. So at least that's what I've read about it so far. It's a
You lied to the viewer. You said you were going to wait for the physical.
I changed my mind.
His excitement overcame him, Bill. I'll forgive him for it.
Yeah.
He's a huge Sony fan now. Yeah.
Big.
He basically, you know that picture on his desk of like Phil? He just put it face down.
Don't
well,
look.
Well, whatever he does.
Don't look.
He just puts it down.
I've sinned.
He puts it down and he goes, shh, I'll be back for you later, my love. I'll never forget you, but for right now.
Just a sad moment.
For right now.
Well, hold up. Let's get some. If we're gonna be talking about Game Pass games, I gotta at least give you one.
Oh,
I'll say this. If you're gonna check out a Game Pass game, I'll give you one of each. I'll give you check out Kena on PlayStation and on Xbox. Check out Sable. That's arriving on September 23rd, 2021.
But you're gonna be playing.
I'm gonna be playing both because Sable I get for free because it's on Game Pass. Oh god damn. Okay, Billy, let's go to
damn.
Okay. I'm actually going to recommend a piece of hardware this week.
Interesting.
This came across
it's a chastity belt.
The desk. It is. You can get those on and get mine on Amazon. Yeah.
How much did you pay for yours?
It come. Mine didn't come with a lock, so I'm
Maze, a key and a lock. I didn't get mine on Amazon. I actually went to the actual locksmith. I like had him made it.
Yeah, I just said weld this on the cock.
So how do you get it off?
And he did it.
You don't. You don't. That's the struggle. That's the struggle. Yeah. Just don't listen.
It's like a permanent.
I ate food from. I'm not going to name the restaurant, but I'll say this. Side note: we're not going to throw a restaurant under the bus, but I get the same. I actually changed it up. I actually didn't go to the restaurant that I usually go to, but I always go to the same Indian restaurant, and it makes me like shit my brains. So I'm not if I put on the chastity belt, I'm not going to go there. That's all I'm going to say. But anyway, Billy. So besides the chastity belt, what are you going to get?
So the system that I recommend picking up this week, it's actually a fun little thing. No pun intended. It's called the Funkey S. It is a small Game Boy Advance SP about the size of, like, it's smaller than your palm. And it fits on a keychain. It can play Nintendo 64 games, Super Nintendo, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Genesis games, and a couple others. It's a pretty sweet system, and I've watched a lot of reviews for it. You can order it. It'll be on back order right now. They've all sold out right now, but they'll get the next shipment going and then you'll be a part of that. And what's really sick is they have like a couple colors that are, you know, reminiscent of the classic, Nintendo designs. They have like a clear blue, like purple one, a Nintendo GameCube one and like a Super Nintendo one. So very cool. If you want something on your keychain to play Pokemon Gold version on, play it, and it's sick. You just plug it in your computer, you download the ROMs onto it, and it just, you can rip anything you want and play it.
There we go.
So
legally, of course.
Legally, we only do it legally.
Legally,
legally. Yes. We only support legal endeavors and ventures.
Speaking of legal endeavors, you get the last one on today's show. What are you recommending today?
Fuck, I have no idea. I'm drawing a blank.
Maze.
My head is a blur. I gave blood today. I'm very fuzzy headed.
Wow. You know what?
Maze, recommend Castlevania then.
Yeah, recommend Castlevania.
What? I am a vampire, right. I gave blood. Oh, I didn't take blood. I gave blood. I'm a reverse vampire.
Okay.
But we'll go with that anyways.
The TV show.
Yes.
Which Castlevania game?
No, the TV show.
No, I go to the TV show.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a shame because the games are better than the TV show.
I don't know. Have you seen Alucard's ass in the TV show?
I think it's a good TV show.
Have you seen his ass?
Oh, it's popping, dude. His ass is popping. But guys, speaking of popping, we are about to pop off because this is the end of the show. I feel like popping off is a bad verb. But anyway, this show has been bussing, is what the kids will say. Guys, thank camping. You. But it's no cap. This show has been amazing. Guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, we love you guys. We got a ton of fun stuff in the works, so stay tuned. Of course, make sure to go and check us out on Instagram and on Facebook. We haven't posted in a while, but we got to get back on that train, so we'll do our best. But we got a ton of fun stuff in the works. But either way, this has been VGP. I'm Tiger, that's Bill, that's Maze, and that is the glorious B. Guys,
B-Dog.
Until next week, love you guys, and game hella hard. See you, boys.
Rip and
tear. Later, everybody.
Rip and tear.
Later,
see you, guys.